You're listening to Drop of Inspiration, a Young Living podcast. Join me for leadership lessons, conversations with Young Living influencers, and an inside perspective on our company. I'm your host, Trent Morrison. Let's get inspired. By now, you've probably heard of the D. Gary Young Young Living Foundation. With so many projects and partnerships, the foundation is empowering individuals to defy human limitations and achieve their potential. In this episode, we have a conversation with Young Living Senior Director of Global Philanthropy, Nikki Davis. We'll find out more about the vision and future of the foundation, discover what inspires Nikki's dedication and love of service, and hear some amazing stories along the way. Let's jump in with Nikki. So Nikki, I want to give you a few moments to introduce yourself, to kind of let us all know what your background is and, you know, when you came over to Young Living.
Okay, I'm the Senior Director of Global Philanthropy. Been with Young Living for 2.5 years, and my background is as an international corporate attorney.
Okay, so how did you come over to Young Living then?
Yeah, pretty different world, right? I was practicing as an international nonprofit lawyer, so helping nonprofit clients set up their operations internationally, help them doing tax structuring, corporate structuring, contracts, building buildings, building schools, setting up nonprofits in other countries, and just helping them operate and stay compliant with all the laws that you have to juggle through as a nonprofit organization. And I worked in the same law firm with Jared Turner, and we were very good friends, and he left to come to Young Living, and so there went my lunch buddy.
Yeah.
But then he called me 2.5 years ago, and at that time I was just about to make partner, which in lawyer world is like, you made it.
It's right? Pretty big.
Yeah. No one wants to be an associate attorney. You want to be a partner because then you're your own boss and you have other people helping you. So I had a very comfortable career. I understood what I was doing. I had a solid client base. I was in a very comfortable, good place. Financially, I was comfortable. And with my career, I had everything mapped out in clear trajectory.
It's check, check, check.
Yeah. And then Jared rocks my world with, you're not living your purpose, come to Young Living. And he knew that my heart really was happiest is in designing and implementing programs that actually impact people and not just helping other nonprofit organizations do that, but actually being actively involved in designing a program that's going to benefit someone, that's going to actually impact, actually help and bless a child's life. And Jared said, hey, you can do that here. So leave the profit-driven legal world and come to a purpose-driven company. And I'm a very purpose-driven individual, so that resonated with me.
So you mentioned a little bit, you know, you have always had this love for service and, you know, helping people in a really direct way.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember a moment in your life when you kind of realized that when you were younger?
Yeah, actually. May not be a moment, but just the general feeling. My grandpa started the Peace Corps.
Okay.
So we grew up, I mean, my mom grew up all over the world. She lived in the Philippines and in Malaysia and in Washington, D.C. and we just grew up feeling like the world is much bigger than our own backyard. And we had we sponsored a child. We definitely did not have a lot of money growing up. 8 kids. So it's hard for anyone to have a lot of money when it's spread out between 8 little munchkins. But we sponsored a child in India my entire childhood. And we had her picture, her name's Sunitha. We had her picture up on our refrigerator, and we used to talk about her, write letters. We were pen pals. We'd write letters back and forth to each other. We'd pray for her as a family. And she was a part of our family. She was someone that, you know, our parents would, when we would complain about having hand-me-down shoes and not being able to, you know, get the nicest new Guess jeans, my mom would say something like, well, Sunitha is sure appreciative of your sacrifice because she eats one meal a day, and we help her. We make small sacrifices so that we can help her in much larger ways. That left an indelible impression on me, that our responsibility is not so much to indulge and to just live lavishly and satisfy our own wants, but to recognize and try to meet the needs of people around us.
Wow, that's definitely a powerful childhood to have that, you know, those themes and kind of those lessons throughout your entire life.
My parents are rock stars.
So, you know, fast forward back to moving over to Young Living, what was kind of your Young Living aha moment? I always like to ask that. When did you kind of realize, like, yeah, this is it. Okay, that's awesome.
I've had several. And, you know, I had one at the beginning, and then consistently I'll have aha confirmations that I'm in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing that I feel like I was kind of made to do. The first one was in Ecuador, actually. I think my first time in Ecuador. And I went to visit our school, Young Living Academy, and was going through, you know, a full day of meetings, going through budgets and processes and procedures and policies and meeting teachers and learning the kind of academic programs we had going on and just what kind of empowerment programs we had had created for the kids. And so it was all business, right? It's all thinking of how do we make this better? How do we make it scalable? And then I remember I walked outside for recess and a little girl came up to me and grabbed my hand, and she'd never met me, right? So I kneel down and I look at her, and I don't speak Spanish. So I fumbled, you know, a few things like, hola, ¿cómo estás? Yeah. And she just started talking, like, brrr, looking right into my eyes, smiling, beaming, and just looking at me like I was not this stranger from another country that couldn't speak her language, but I was instantly a trusted friend and someone that she wanted to connect with instantly. And that was just a confirmation that, you know, long hours of meetings and trying to figure out how to maximize our resources to bless these kids is all done for that child who looks in your eye as a trusted friend and is basically just saying, thank you for being here to help us. And we trust that you're here for the right reasons and you're going to implement things that are really going to help our life. And that, you know, countless experiences like that in Africa, Nepal, Croatia. I mean, it's amazing and beautiful the amount of children that we're able to reach and to touch all around the world and be touched by.
So what's the overall vision and mission of the D. Gary Young Young Living Foundation?
We're committed to empowering individuals to achieve their potential and defy limitations by providing wellness and education opportunities. And our target audience is underserved communities all over the world, in the United States and all over the world. And really, the Young Living's vision to have Young Living products in every home on the planet. Yeah. And the purpose of those products and the Young Living opportunity is to empower individuals.
Yeah.
And so we take that same charge to underserved communities, that we don't, as a company, we don't believe that just affluent families should be empowered and should have Young Living products, but that they really do belong in every home on the earth. And so we take our products into mud huts and into shacks and into slums where there are no homes, and into orphanages where it's one big home for a lot of kids.
What are the projects and partnerships that the foundation currently has?
We have a lot going on.
You guys are pretty busy.
We're very busy. That keeps us on our toes and is fun. We have our 2016 projects are our Rebuild Nepal project. The genesis of that project was a trip that Gary took to Nepal in January of this year, and he witnessed the destruction that still exists from the earthquakes. And he saw, you know, rubble everywhere and homes still destroyed and never rebuilt. And he went to remote villages where they haven't received any aid and every single home is destroyed. And they're trying to piece their lives back together, but they're doing it completely on their own when they have no resources anyway. I mean, they live in basically a barter system, and here they are trying to rebuild homes. So we are rebuilding one school and building an entirely new high school, and then rebuilding 112 homes in the village of Yarsa, about 8 hours or so from Kathmandu. Another one of our big projects for this year is our new partnership with Hope for Justice, the amazing organization that fights against human trafficking. We came into contact with them through some amazing members, Crown Diamonds, Crystal and Varick Birchfield, and got to visit their offices in Nashville and got to know their corporate executives pretty well. And then went to Cambodia with them at the beginning of this year and visited their operations in Cambodia. And they basically rescue and rehabilitate girls and women who have been victims of human trafficking.
And is that just in Cambodia?
They also have operations in the UK and in the United States, in Tennessee. So I just actually got back from the UK from visiting their offices there, and it was amazing. A cool stat to tell you, they have 5 investigators on staff at this one hub in the UK, and then 2 other staff. So they have 7 total. In the year 2015, they rescued 104 individuals, victims from human trafficking.
Wow.
In all of London, so they have 9,000 agents in all of London, they rescued 94 people from human trafficking. Wow. So our little team of 5 rescued 10% more than all of the London officials, the 9,000.
Wow.
Pretty rad, huh?
Yeah, that's great.
So they're an amazing organization. 90% of the girls, they have a 90% success rate. 90% of the girls stay and are rehabilitated and build their own future. They get a job, they go to school, they never go back to the trafficking world, which is an amazing stat, the best that I've seen amongst any anti-human trafficking organization. Because the problem is these girls think that they have no worth. They think they have no skills, no way to get out of the predicament that they're in. They're basically, their agency is stolen from them, and they're told and made to believe that they're worth nothing. And so to empower these girls and teach them and give them skills, marketable skills, so they can get a job where they're actually using their brain and what they've been blessed with.
So those are a few of the big projects in 2016. Mm-hmm. As a whole, what does the foundation kind of cover as well? You know, you mentioned a little bit the Young Living Academy in Ecuador. You know, can you list ones that we've been able to?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got the Young Living Academy in Ecuador, where we have 350 kids that receive a top-notch education. We graduated our very first graduating class in
awesome.
March of this year. Yeah, very, felt like, I mean, I'm not old enough to be their parent, but I felt like such a proud parent. And then I look at Gary, you know, I look over at Gary, who's just beaming and tears streaming down his face because he started this school. He saw this dilapidated old building in 2008 and thought, that is not going to cut it for a school, and built this amazing, beautiful building. We've got 35 staff that we employ from the local community, and 100% of our 12 graduating seniors graduated in an area where typically only 20% of the kids graduate from high school. So
wow.
Amazing,
yeah.
Right? So much fun to see the actual change and impact in an individual's life. Other projects, we have 3 partnerships in Uganda: Soul Hope, African Hearts, and Healing Faith. Healing Faith is an organization that does malaria treatment, prevention, and education. So they educate. In East Africa, a child dies every 60 seconds from malaria. And this is a disease that is wholly preventable and treatable, right? But the people there don't understand the cause of it. They don't understand symptoms. They think it's a curse. So you get malaria and they think, okay, well, that's what you're destined to have and you're done. I remember my first trip to Uganda when we were introduced to these organizations through two Young Living members, Jessica Ginaloni, one of our diamond leaders, and Robin Myoka, a gold leader, had been taking trips every year to Uganda. And we heard about it. We'd been donating our oils and we thought, hey, can we come? See what you're doing? And they took a chance on us. They let us come and we loved what they were doing and really fell in love with a few of their partnerships and decided to figure out how we could help even more, how we could give even more assistance. So we were in this one village with African Hearts, and a mom brought this little girl to me, and we were sharing all of our Young Living products, and this mom brought the girl to me and put her in my arms, and she just collapsed, and she was boiling hot, and they said she has malaria and she's dying, and all of a sudden, it's not a stat that every 60 seconds a child dies. Like, here it is in reality. A child that's boiling hot, totally limp in my arms, and looking up at me like, please help. And we were able to bring her into town immediately and get her help and treatment, and she's fine.
Wow.
But that the problem is they don't understand that there is treatment and don't have access to it or money to buy it. So Healing Faith teach it goes village by village. Our goal is to eradicate malaria as a cause of death, village by village. And so they go into the village, they teach every single villager on the causes of malaria, symptoms, what to do if they have it, how to get treatment, and that it comes from a mosquito and it's not a curse. And so they hang mosquito nets over all of the beds in the village. So since our partnership, we have increased the number of homes visited and nets hung by 1,000%.
Great.
Yes, awesome. So we used to hang 400 nets a month and now hang 4,000, which each net covers between 3 and 5 kids. So now we're protecting between 12,000 and 15,000 kids a month.
A month.
A month. Wow. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
And a mosquito net costs $5. Like, if we stop and think about how big of an impact we can have if we really take the time to figure out how to do it, it's enormous and very satisfying. African Hearts, another one of our partner organizations in Uganda, they remove children from the slums in Kampala, the capital city. And these slums are, the living conditions in these slums are terrible. The life expectancy is 16 years old and children have nothing. They have the very tattered clothing that they're wearing. Maybe they have shoes, but they probably don't. And maybe they have a piece of plastic that they sleep on, but that's it. They have. And you're thinking, I mean, these aren't like 16-year-old kids. I mean, there are 16-year-olds as well, but we're talking 8, 10, 12-year-old kids who have no parents, who have no teachers, mentors, someone to love and protect them. They're just in a slum, starving and scared. They get beaten by the police, by older kids, and they sniff a glue-like substance with jet fuel infused in it to knock them out, so that they don't feel their hunger pains, so they don't really feel the reality of their situation.
Wow.
And it's harrowing to see. But African Hearts, before our partnership, they brought a meal, a hot meal, literacy classes and medical treatment 3 days a week into the slums. Now we do it 5 days a week, and we'll move into 7 days a week, and then we'll move into an established permanent presence there in the slums so that these children will have access to services and, most importantly, to someone who loves them all day, every day. And given some rehabilitation, we bring these children out of the slums and into transitional homes where they get social services, where they get 3 meals a day, a bed to sleep in, and they have a home now. And they feel safe. They have mentors. They have older, staff members that take them under their wing, and older kids that graft them in. And then we place them into the African Hearts Junior School. And these kids get an education. And if they have families still living, we try to resettle them with their families, because the ideal unit is with the family, with a rehabilitated family. We work with the families. If the families are in impoverished situations, we work with them to empower them, provide economic opportunities and training so that they can actually get a job, so they can support this child, so the child doesn't go back to the slums. It's amazing to see a life change, to see a child in the slum one day and then see them in clean clothes and smiling the next.
So what other partnerships do we have outside of Africa?
We also support an orphanage in called Maestro in Split, Croatia, that is very near to our Helichrysum farm. And that is an organization, an orphanage that really takes pride in empowering children. Again, all of our partnerships have the same underlying core values and are aligned with our mission. And they place children in apartment situations so that the children live with 5 other kids and then 2 staff members that switch off. So they always have an adult present, and they walk to school on their own. They go to the grocery store on their own. They play with kids in the neighborhood. They are in just a normal apartment. They aren't living in a big orphanage. So they feel their quality of life is much higher, we found in the surveys that we did, than those children that are living in an orphanage. They feel like they have a family and like they're empowered and have their own independence. And it's the only orphanage in Croatia that does this.
Great.
We do quite a bit of work in the United States. We support an organization here in Utah called Family Promise of Salt Lake that provides services to homeless families. So where the mother and if the father is there as well, and children are all homeless, they provide food and shelter and rehabilitative type services to these families. And so we partner with them, and we every year in December we do some kind of Christmas program and gift for Family Promise. We give to over 100 different nonprofit organizations in the United States, all that are aligned with our same mission. And we primarily give to them through product donations. They'll be holding fundraisers to raise money for their projects, and we'll donate a gift basket of Young Living products. Our Young Living products get in more homes, and we're also supporting their cause that's aligned with ours.
How does the foundation find new projects, and mm-hmm. what does the process look like to mm-hmm. establish kind of a bigger project like the orphanage or mm-hmm. Ecuador or Soul Hope?
It's a very extensive process, and a typical grant giving foundation I'm sure their processes are involved as well, but we're not a grant giving foundation where we just give someone some money and hope they do get some good with it so that we can slap it on our website. We are very actively involved from the inception through the entire length of the partnership. I'm on the phone with our partners every since we've been sitting here. I've gotten texts from 3 of our partners. So it's like we're very actively involved in the day-to-day workings of our partnership. I develop business plans with them. We develop budgets together. We go through and create a strategy and a process for increasing the impact and scaling their existing operations. And that's one of the major determining factors in whether we will partner with an organization or not. And that's if it's possible for us to scale their existing activities. Because what we want to do is increase impact. We want to take our donor dollars and use them to bless and impact as many people as possible. And that takes quite a bit of work. So we've created a vetting module to go through, and I will do quite a bit of due diligence on the organization and then visit it and interview all of the higher level management and basically determine, go through a vetting module and determine if this is the type of partnership that is a good fit for Young Living or not. Some of the key components are the integrity of the leadership. Is this someone we can trust? Is this someone who we want to join hands together and really work together to accomplish something that is seemingly insurmountable? Because the vision of Gary Young is not a light or small one. It's never ending, and we want to make sure that we work together with organizations who are ready for the run. So we look for organizations with integrity, organizations that have existing operations that either have proven themselves or that we can see that we can take and scale quite a bit. And that just with infusing any kind of consultative or business type services, that we can increase the impact.
So from all of your stories, from, you know, our conversation today, there's a lot of moments, it sounds like, that have really, you know, inspired Gary, mm-hmm. have inspired you and the foundation as a whole. Mm-hmm. You know, how can someone listening, or, you know, one of our members, someone who, a community person who wants to get involved, who's not mm-hmm. involved with Young Living, sure. what are some ways they can get involved with these amazing partnerships mm-hmm. that are changing and empowering lives?
We have opportunities for involvement at every level, from those who would like to be very, very actively involved to those who would like to be involved on a much lighter level, much less involved level. And anyone can be involved whether they're a Young Living member or not. Yeah. Some very obvious ways. Donating. Okay, on our website, younglivingfoundation.org, you can donate whether you're a Young Living member or not. You just have to sign in as a guest if you're not a Young Living member. If you're a Young Living member, you just put your member ID in and go seamlessly through the VO. And you can designate your donation to go to a specific project. Maybe one of the projects that we run resonates with you, and 100% of your donation goes to that project. So something pretty amazing about this organization is that Young Living covers 100% of the administrative costs to run the foundation. So that means that all of the overhead, salaries, travel costs, everything, it's all covered by Young Living. So 100% of every dollar that's donated goes to the cause, goes actually to impact a child's life. A very easy way for our Young Living members to donate is to round up on their orders. So yes. any order that our members place, whether it's a quick order or an ER, any order that a Young Living member places on the phone, you know, with customer service, on the VO, anywhere, they can get round up to the nearest dollar, and that the difference in those cents will all be donated to the foundation. So this is pocket change for each member, right? This is like what you find in your couch cushion. Exactly. This is what's left in the dryer after you do your laundry, right? It's nothing. It's not gonna, every single person can do it. If all of our Young Living members did this, we would bring in $500,000 a month.
A month?
A month. Wow. Yes. Okay. A mosquito net is $5, and it can protect 3 to 5 children. So
times that by 500,000.
Yeah, that's 100,000 mosquito nets, which means Oh my gosh, now I'm on the hook. 300,000 to 500,000 kids a month. If everyone just gave the 2, 5, 27, 82 cents, that is rounding up on their order. So that is a, we really want to push and encourage people to do that, because it's not a burden on anyone. But united together, it has considerable impact.
Wow.
Amazon Smile is another very, very easy way for our members to give. If you shop on Amazon, just go to smile.amazon.com. It's the exact same shopping cart, list, everything. And you select that you want to give a portion of the proceeds to the Young Living Foundation. And boom, whatever you buy costs the same amount to you, but Amazon sends us a check for a portion of your purchase. Great. So again, very easy way for people to be involved. You can hold a Soul Hope shoe cutting party. Soul Hope is one of our partners that removes a flea-like parasite from the bottom of kids' feet that infests their feet, makes it very difficult to walk, and causes tissue damage, gangrene, all kinds of problems for kids. Also, they view it as a curse and kick the kid out of the village. So we saw what happens when kids are kicked out of their homes, you know, with African Hearts in the slums. It's not a pretty picture. So Soul Hope is the only organization that will remove these jiggers, which is the parasite, and give the kid a pair of shoes. So our members love to hold Soul Hope shoe cutting parties. You get your organization together, get your team gather around, bring old jeans, and you cut out a pattern of a shoe and send it to the Soul Hope headquarters in North Carolina, and boom, those patterns are made into shoes that will protect kids' feet. Very easy way, again, to get involved. We have humanitarian service trips that we started this year. We went to Ecuador and we took two teams to Uganda. We'll be going to Nepal next year, and also again to Ecuador and Uganda. And we encourage you to join us. If you'd like to really be boots on the ground, roll up your sleeves and do some good, we'd love to have you join us. And then really the spirit of the foundation is just to recognize needs and ways that you can bless people's lives every day. So be a friend. Smile at someone. Make someone's day better. Just be the type of person that you want to be to you. Be someone that matters to someone else.
So as you're working with Gary and, you know, Young Living as a whole, what do you feel like the future of the D. Gary Young Young Living Foundation is? You know, where do you hope it could go?
I see it continuing to explode. The foundation has grown by 800% in the last 2 years since I began, and I see it continuing to grow, and us continuing to impact more and more people throughout the earth. That I'd love for us to create one of our visions is to create an empowerment type curriculum and set up schools all over the world, Young Living Academies all over the world, where the kids are learning empowerment principles, self-reliance type principles, entrepreneurial principles that our members are so good at teaching and encapsulate so well. We want to carry these throughout the developing world so that if a child does not have an opportunity to have a job in a traditional workforce, we want them to start their own business. We want them to be micro entrepreneurs and to grow and develop and be empowered just like our Young Living members show so well.
So as we wrap up, I just want to give you a minute or, you know, however long, just to kind of last thoughts, you know, biggest takeaways, whatever you want. I just want to give you a moment to, you know, kind of close this conversation.
I've had the opportunity to travel quite a bit with this job and to meet and connect with people all over the world. And I think my lasting thought would be that at the end of the day, people matter most. Relationships and serving and loving and connecting with people matter most in the world. And every time I come back home, I mean, I love home. Mm-hmm. But I'm reminded that we live in such a fast-paced world that tries to convince us that so many things that are actually very trivial are very important and demand our attention and demand our involvement. But I encourage people to step back and think and really be present with the people you love most and find and look for, seek out opportunities to serve and to make someone else's day better and not expect someone else to make yours better. The best lesson that I have learned from beautiful people around the world that we get to work with is that they understand what matters most in life, and they prioritize people, and they give their time, their unhurried time, to people. And that's something that I have to constantly remind myself. I'm a personality that likes to go, go, go. But really what matters most is, am I present and giving my attention and myself and my heart to whomever I'm with?
Well, thank you so much, Nikki. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Trent.
And yeah, this conversation was really great.
Thank you.
If you loved this episode, don't forget to share it. After talking with Nikki, we're feeling great. That's why we're doing an exclusive Penn Len jewelry giveaway. The foundation works with Hope for Justice to sell Penn Len jewelry pieces that are handmade by some of the young women Hope for Justice has rescued in Cambodia. Check out the giveaway details at youngliving.com/podcast. Thanks for joining us on Drop of Inspiration. I'm your host, Trent Morrison. Until next time.